That is UB40 with Please Don't Make Me Cry from Labor of Love. What an album that was. Released in 1983. The group is from Birmingham, England. And we were actually coming into London. We were in our van, or our bus, which is kind of cool. And it was so hot. We had the air conditioning cranked. Nobody could get any relief. So it was deadlocked traffic in London. And we opened the side door of the van. And we were all sitting there, except for obviously the driver and the passenger seat, but blaring UB40 as we drove into a sunny day in London about a week ago. I thought that was pretty fun. Now for some music from my good pal, Logan Statz, my brother from another mother. And he has just released a brand new single called Rain, Water, and Whiskey. It's from his upcoming album, and it's a beauty. He released Medicine Wheel not too long ago, and this is a great follow-up. I hope you enjoy that. It's coming up. And after that, it is Digging Roots with For the Light, a single that was released by the band in 2014. This is Raven and Shoshona Kish, and they are two-time Juno Award-winning artists. I spoke to Raven last week about guitars, and his first guitar was a Yamaha guitar. Well, without further ado, Logan Statz, followed by Digging Roots, right here on the Jukebox.
He's been a long time coming. He's been a long time running. Long time running away. He's been so long longing. Another love done me wrong, yeah. Loving, struggling, recovering in vain.
crash.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kay, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Come over to the window, my little darling. I'd like to try to read your before I let you take me home. Now so long, Marianne, it's time we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Well, you know that I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angel, and then the angels forget to pray. To laugh.
fix. As we went kneeling through the dark, oh, so long, Marianne, and we began to laugh and cry. Your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge, and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. For now I need your hidden love. A new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long, Marianne. It's time that we began. Such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids in the rain, oh, so
Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. I hope you're enjoying the show. That was Leonard Cohen and So Long, Marianne. I was briefly telling you this before, but I was on tour in England, and one night after our show, my fabulous band and I and the crew sat around having a little toast and decided to share our desert island picks. We were allowed 3 albums. And so throughout this entire episode, I'm going to be playing excerpts and songs from each one of the band members and crew members' favorites. That was picked by Michelle Stoddart, and one of her favorite albums is by Leonard Cohen, Songs of Leonard Cohen, released in 67, and what an album it is. We also have some Rod Stewart coming up, covering the Rolling Stones. It's Street Fighting Man. I heard this in the Camden Market area and shazammed it because I didn't know what it was. I was like, what? It sounds like a Stone song, and it sounds like Rod Stewart, and guess what? It was. I hadn't really heard that one, but it is pretty good. So we're going to play that soon. Jeremy Albino is on the show, Our Time in the Sun. The album is a brilliant album. It was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, and he is going out, Jeremy that is, on the road with the Black Keys for a couple of shows. We're going to play a song called Give It to Me One Last Time. And now it is for Joe H. Henry, originally from the Red River area in Manitoba. He's relocated. Why can't I speak today? He has relocated to the Halifax area. I got to meet him at a show out there not too long ago. We've hung here at my house and we've written a couple songs together, and maybe they will see the light of day. You never know. But right now, He's here for your listening pleasure with Only a Whisper on the Jukebox.
Was only a whisper. Was only a dream. That was only a heartache. Was really got a hold on me. Was painting pictures out in the pouring rain. Yeah. So the subtle dreams, the sunshine tones, it bled and turned to gray. Night, only a whisper, and it's only a dream. Well, it's all. Watching away the picture of you and me. Watching away the picture but the sound of love getting restless. Silence too high tone. Shot from my hands, left me breathless. I tried screaming to hang on. It was only a whisper. It was only a dream. Well, it's only a heartache. But it's washing away the picture. And it's only a dream. Well, it's only a heartache. But it's washing away the picture. It's washing away the picture. Thank you.
doesn't matter what you choose. The kind of love we had together ain't the kind you wanna lose. Can we get some satisfaction before we say goodbye? So give it to me one last time. How we owe it to each other. One last time. For love is gonna lose. One last time. Dedicated to the song. One last time. It's the least that we can do. One last time.
This is Gordy Johnson, the Big Sugar, and I'm listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I hear
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Noir. I'm Private Eye Michael Stein. My buddy Calvin likes to keep to himself. He'd just moved out to a lakeside cabin for extra privacy when he called me.
Michael, I think I'm being watched. Some big brown hawk has flown over the cabin almost every day this week, and it's starting to creep me out.
What makes you say it's a hawk?
Well, it's always soaring high overhead. The bird holds its wings flat as a plank and I hardly ever see it flap.
Well, it does sound like a bird of prey, Calvin. But tell me more about the wings. Are they broad and rounded like a red-tailed hawk? Or long and straight like a bald eagle?
Well, now that you mention it, the guy's the right shape for a bald eagle. But like I said, the bird is brown, not bald. I can't see any white at all.
Ah, mystery solved. You're looking at a juvenile bald eagle.